Welcome to Synergy Practices Podcast.
Hello and welcome to our Synergy Practices Podcast, powered by Arminco Inc. I am Penny and this is Giselle. We're senior designers at Arminco, and today we have Jen Williamson from Ulto here to share some of her latest wonderful products with us. Jen, what do we have on the table here today?
We have a number of different sheet goods, smooth and safety. We have tiles and then we have wall products. So I thought we'd start with sheet goods today.
Sounds good.
Perfect. Okay. So knowing that the focus is medical, I figured I'd start with some of the medical products
okay.
and then kind of go from there.
All right.
Going to grab books. Of course, I can't find the one I'm looking for.
That's right.
One of the first products that I really, am I focusing here?
Okay.
Yeah. Is Ultra Symphonia. So this is one of my favorite products for medical applications. It's a sheet good. Here's some bigger pieces of it. It is a 2 millimeter sheet good. It has a 2000 PSI, which is super, super durable.
Yeah.
This recently got a recoloration, so we just kind of updated the colors. But what we also added is what we call Ultra Shield Tech technology to it. It's a mouthful, but it just makes it very, very stain and chemical resistant.
Okay.
So if you are going into like an OR or a lab or any space like that, you don't have to worry about anything staining this floor. Plus with the durability, it's really the best product for those types of applications. Or even if you just wanted to use it in general purpose areas like corridors or bathrooms, just because of that stain and chemical mm-hmm. dirt resistance, it's going to be very easy to maintain.
Okay.
So with maintaining this, what sort of applications, what is it, a specific product that you'd use? What would be needed to maintain this?
It's a no wax finish, as all of our sheet goods are. So you never have to put a finish on it. You're basically just going to clean it with a neutral cleaner.
Okay.
Nothing special. But
so soap and mop water.
Yeah, a neutral cleaner, a commercial cleaner, okay. Mop it. You're going to rinse it after you clean it. That's the best way to do it. And then if they're using like disinfectants or anything like that, this will hold up to that, even bleach or anything that they're going to be using in those spaces.
Okay. So just a heat weld installation, Jen.
Heat weld installation, yes. And you could flat lay it. Or you can COVID up the wall and integrate with your wall system. You can even heat weld this product to your wall
okay.
to make it completely seamless if you're using an ultrafluorine wall system.
Okay.
Yes.
I just want to mention to our listeners and viewers that if you actually touch the product, it has a texture and it's, would you say it's rough? It's not rough.
It's not rough.
It's very slip resistant for sure.
Like, this one is, yeah, so this is, we have a number of safety products and this is what we still consider the smooth, but I would say this is a transitional into a slip resistant.
It's like a combo. It's kind of in between.
Yeah, because it does have a touch of slip resistant, but it cleans right. like yeah. a smooth floor. So that's why we call it like a transitional material.
Great.
Nice.
And
what's fun about it, that she flipped the book here, is you're able to do different patterns with it.
Absolutely.
So it's easy. And for that sort of design, it's that something Ultra is always willing to help the design team to coordinate what pattern we'd like. And okay.
Absolutely. And we have, our website's fantastic, where we have a number of installation photos also, so you can kind of look at those to kind of get inspiration and see what other designers have done well in the past.
Yeah, it's nice. Because you find that surgical rooms are kind of large and boring
mm-hmm.
and just being able to incorporate some type of pattern on the floor just kind of, and also wayfinding and designating
yes.
where people are supposed to be standing, so it actually is a really great
yeah.
product, and it had so many colors
yes.
and a great color palette here too, which
mm-hmm.
is really nice. All right, awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great product.
Thank you
Jen.
Okay, next I'm just gonna set this
sure.
away. Is a product where we actually have three different thicknesses in this material. So this is what we consider a completely smooth sheet good.
Okay.
Called Orchestra and Serenade.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I'm going to reach in front of you, Penny.
Sure, no problem.
These pieces here. So we have a 2 millimeter version of this called Operetta. But what this book here is showing you is the comfort version and the acoustic version. So all of them are available in the comfort back.
Okay.
So it's a 2.85 millimeter product. Gives you some comfort underfoot. It gives you a decibel reduction of 15. And then
wow.
some of them are available in the acoustic version, which
okay.
obviously giving a lot more comfort underfoot.
Yep.
Gives you a decibel reduction of 19 and an IIC of 54. lots of different visuals too to choose from. So these textiles are definitely super popular. Mm-hmm. So in areas where maybe somebody wants carpet and you're like, you don't want to put carpet there,
yeah.
It gives you kind of the acoustics and the softness of, you know, a fabric or something like that, but within a resilient product that's very easy to maintain.
And that one in your hand actually looks like a carpet, Jen. Like,
yeah.
If you wouldn't know if that was, and that's, is it a sheet product?
It's a sheet also. Product. And this one can be cold welded or heat welded.
Okay. All right. And same maintenance as far as just regular mop.
Neutral cleaner.
Yep. Yeah. There's some great colors here.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you find you're installing these, mainly in healthcare facilities? This almost looks like a preschool or some other
daycare. Yeah.
That's actually a private school that we worked on in DC where they actually had a number of subfloor issues. So it was one of the reasons why they picked the comfort back version in here.
Okay.
And they obviously use a number of colors, but schools were starting to see it more and more also because where maybe they don't have a budget for a real terrazzo.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gives them that look, but it's something it's a no, they're always looking for a no wax finish.
Yep.
And it's a way to give them a no wax finish and that's going to last years and years and years. Cause at least in schools, it was always VCT.
Mm-hmm.
And then people went to LVT, but then they started having problems with the scratching. And so they're looking for solutions in those applications. So in schools and healthcare, I'm seeing it in hospitality. We did this in a Marriott in the spa area. So like,
I could definitely see mm-hmm. that.
There's a ton of different applications. We're doing a lot of veterinary facilities with
yep.
this material
yes.
too.
Yes.
And with the different thickness options, you can play with it and use the different thicknesses in different areas kind of depending upon the needs.
Yeah,
nice.
This is great. This is nice, especially if you're going to be on your feet, you know, for 8-10 hours
Absolutely.
A day doing long surgeries or, you know, kind of any procedure that takes a long time.
Yeah.
It's a great solution.
And then that kind of goes along with the wood collection. So this does the same thing. And actually, if you notice in this picture, that's the same school.
Okay.
So where out here, they did all the color in the corridors.
Yep.
In the classrooms, they use the wood comfort. And then they use accents of the colors through there. So
oh, neat.
As long as you're in the same thickness,
you're able to bring
to mix and match them together.
You can mix and match. So you can do patterning.
Mm-hmm.
They coordinate well together.
Yeah, they do. They look really nice together.
Yeah,
yeah, so you can mix and match and kind of make it your own. But yeah, they all work very, very well together.
That's fun. And the thing I love about She Final is your kind of pattern is there's no limit to it. You know, like you can do any crazy pattern with it, circle shapes, whatever you want,
yep.
you know, organic curves, which I see right here in this book here, Jen. It's just, it's a great product to use. And obviously, you know, maintenance wise, it lasts forever. So if they're looking for something that, you know, do these things fall under LEED certification? Do you have a lot of products that people could go for that?
Absolutely.
Too, Jen?
So on the back of every single one of our books, we have all of our LEED information, HPDs, EPDs, they're all on the website.
Okay.
But how you can qualify for LEED points with each of our products is all listed.
Perfect.
That's great.
Ortho phthalate free, recycled content, all of that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. There's a color circle in the middle here.
Yes.
Really
yeah.
fun.
Fun for the installer.
So that's actually what I was going to say. So for like some of those swirly patterns and things like that, you know, a contractor obviously can do that with all the school, with all those cut-ins,
yep.
they do that. But if you wanted to do like patterning, like a real intricate design.
Like numbers maybe in a school.
It kind of depends how big or how small, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But like you could easily have a third party do like a water jet cut or something like that and
okay.
then put that into the floor also.
Okay.
So if you didn't want to rely on a contractor creating your pattern, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. One of our newer products is Outro Intrinsic. And I just brought out some of the different visuals here. So this is very similar to Operetta.
Okay.
But what we did is we added slip resistance to this product.
Nice.
But it doesn't feel like there's a lot of slip resistance to it,
mm-hmm.
but there is actually a good amount.
No, it does. It's not as coarse as the first
one
we talked about.
Yeah.
It's a different type of technology, so you have a really good static coefficient of friction, dynamic coefficient of friction on this. So you could use this in, say, a corridor or a lobby or a bathroom or anywhere where you wanted something slip resistant, but this is going to maintain very, very easy and get some really nice patterning.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
You get nice concrete, you know, you get that concrete look to it.
Yes.
Tile look. rug. So it's almost like you could use this in the middle as a basically a carpet runner strip, and then have, you know, right, something on the side. You can really have fun with that one.
Exactly. And then again, it coordinates very, very well
with
the wood. So if you did want to do patterning, you could do that very easily.
No, that's nice. So this is a new product?
It is newer, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this probably, yeah, it's our most recent product that we've launched.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Do you want to move some?
No, good. I'm good. Okay. I'll keep stacking.
All right. We also have LVT.
Okay.
I'll touch on LVT. I know there's a zillion LVTs out on the market.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave those, yes.
Is Ultra known more for their sheets or their LVT?
Yes.
The sheets?
Yeah. Okay. Ultra is, as I was mentioning before we started, is a third generation family owned business. And we have always done sheet goods. That's always been our specialty. So that's what Ultra thinks of. When people think of Ultra, they traditionally think about sheet goods. And they also traditionally think of safety.
Mm-hmm.
So I will touch on that in a minute, but I did want to show you some of the other things that we have. So this is our LVT. This is Ultra Livencia. It is a 3 millimeter product, 28 mil wear layer, 20-year commercial warranty. So it kind of just rounds out the package.
Okay.
So we, you know, just basically if you wanted to do a building and say, I want to put Ultra throughout, we pretty much can.
You cover it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So here's a couple just bigger pieces. So most of the wood planks are like a 7x48.
Okay.
We do have some larger format, which are almost like a 10x60. And then all of our non-wood visuals, these are all 12x24 tiles.
Okay. Nice.
Nice. And I see you have like some concrete looking ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we've come a long way from just having to pour concrete or do that whole
come
finish.
A long way.
Yeah.
And even fun colors too, which is nice, especially. I'm finding,
very,
you know, it's funny,
colors.
We kind of went away from colors, and then all of a sudden clients have come back now and they want some crazy colors, and now you're kind of scrambling to find them again. Like, who even has them now?
What was old is new.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
For some of these, especially like the concrete, if you go onto our website or look at our lookbook that's in here, which I won't pull out right now, but it shows you some insulation photos of it, so it gives you a better feel of what it
large
truly
scale.
Looks like installed, especially with this because there is so much movement in these, so you can get a feel for what it truly looks like.
Oh, they're nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
But gorgeous product, and 28 mil with a 20-year warranty is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Safety.
Yep.
So again, like I said, Ultra is kind of known for safety.
Yep.
So I know you have used our products in kitchens in the past, so let's start there. And this is where Ultra got started, is commercial kitchens. So when you open this up, you've got three different floor products, and you have a wall product that we're showing. 4 millimeter, 3 millimeter, 2.5 millimeter in the floors.
Okay.
So I know you guys can't see this on camera, but this is really, really aggressive.
I love this flooring. It not only, I mean, you probably really can't, it doesn't do it justice on camera, but it has sparkles in it. It's actually a really product, really pretty product. But this is very coarse.
Yes.
I mean, no one's falling on this at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is our most slip resistant product. So you varying levels of slip resistance, varying levels of thickness. But this is what you would traditionally find in a commercial kitchen. So normally you'll see quarry tile.
Yep.
You'll see a pour type floor.
Mm-hmm.
So what's nice with this is that you don't have any grout. I mean,
That is nice.
Who likes grout?
Who
wants grout around their food?
Yep.
Who likes cleaning grout? So it's a way to get away from that. So it's a sheet good with heat welded seams. You run it up the walls.
Okay.
You actually take it. I'll put this out.
I love this little display.
Yes. You actually take it into your drains and completely tank out the space and make it completely watertight, and again integrate it with whatever's on the wall to make it completely seamless. So it's a product that you don't have the grout to maintain.
Yep.
It's quieter. Mm-hmm. It's softer underfoot.
Yep.
It's safe. It holds up to that grease. You can run it right into your coolers and your freezers.
Okay.
And it doesn't get the cracks in it, like when you drop it or if there's any movement in the subfloor, because it's a really resilient product, it's going to move.
Gotcha. So running it into freezers, I'm guessing it stands up to extreme temperatures too.
Yes.
Okay.
So all of our products go down to a negative four degrees.
Wow.
Stronghold 30 will actually go down to negative 22. So Ooh. If you have a freezer, that's okay. going to be the product you're going to want to use.
All right.
That's great.
And then I know this wall protection takes the heat. So we kind of go in the opposite direction.
Yes. So this is Altura Pure Guard. It is an alternative to FRP. So I'm sure you've used FRP in the past. So it's a 2 millimeter product, 4x9 or 4x10 panel, but it's double the impact resistance of FRP.
Okay.
It does not have any plasticizers in it. So you know how like the wall panels tend to yellow out over time and kind of dry out? Because there's no plasticizers, you'll never have that. It'll remain bright white forever and ever.
Okay.
And then it also doesn't have any fiberglass. So you don't think about it. It's fiberglass reinforced panel. So when they're cutting that fiberglass is going into the air. If it were puncture, that fiberglass is going. So you have a Class A fire rated product, same exact money, if not less, that has much better qualities, in my opinion.
And good for the environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. And it has fewer chemicals in it that some of the FRP has.
Do you find you install this in healthcare facilities sometimes? Are people looking for that really kind of rough, kind of slip resistance to the nth, you know, kind of in healthcare facilities? Or this is primarily you're hitting into commercial kitchens?
Primarily commercial kitchens.
Okay.
Now, I actually have a healthcare system that used to put the Stronghold 30 in their ORs.
Okay.
Not my primary recommendation, because I think it would require a lot of extra maintenance in an OR that they're going to want to do.
Yep.
But it's...
It's an alternative.
It can be done.
Okay.
But I would probably push somebody more towards like symphony or operetta or something like products. That.
Gotcha.
If they're going in those areas.
Mm-hmm. So talking about walls, Jen, you guys have some awesome wall products also.
Yes.
So I don't know, you want to share with us some fantastic things you have?
I'll grab a couple of these.
Sure.
So I'll start with standard white rock.
Okay.
So this was our first introduction. So this is a 4x8, 4x10 wall panel. What makes this product unique is one, the impact resistance. You literally can take sledgehammers to this product. You're not going through it.
Okay.
So if you need something durable, this is where you want to go. You also heat the panels on site. So you're wrapping it around your outside corners, your inside corners. So you don't need corner guards. You don't need bumper guards.
Nice.
You don't need clash rails. So much more hygienic, much more seamless. So for your ORs, your labs, it's a no-brainer.
And do you have recommended installers to do that? Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yeah, we have installers in each market that we work with that we can make recommendations and tell you who can install it. But even just as wall protection, if you just want to run it as wainscot, like up a wall, you can do it that way. And it's something that's going to last much longer.
That's fantastic.
Do these come in... like an architectural profile look, or is it just the panel?
So it's just the panel.
Okay.
And then we have the smooth, we have the matte, which has a very, very slight texture. So if you're using it more for like wall protection, that's usually what I recommend. Mm-hmm. And all of these can also be made into a whiteboard.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes.
That's super cool.
Yeah, so any of these colors can be made into a whiteboard.
What a great idea, because I've been into obviously hospital rooms where the staff have to write something on walls, or the patient is bored, and whether it's your pediatric hospital, and it gives them something to draw on. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is nice.
And what you can do is you can actually combine our Pop Art product with the whiteboard.
Awesome.
So like say, which we've done in the past, where like say you're working with a surgeon and they want to be able to show the patients what they're going to be working on. So you can put something behind it and then put the whiteboard finish over top, which is what this is. This is, you know, but this
that's really cool because you know a child.
That's a coloring book.
In hospitals, they don't want to be there, but
that
is something really awesome.
Like that is a coloring book on the wall. That's neat.
Like waiting rooms or overnight areas where you're going to have anywhere pediatric, absolutely, or even just like a restaurant or something and you just want a cool feature. Yeah.
That's cool.
Any image is not, is,
yeah, that was my question. Yeah.
So we have 6 images that we do stock. They're 4 foot by 3 foot, but you can do completely custom.
Okay.
You can pick anything that you want. Yep. Absolutely.
Neat.
And you can do custom sizes.
That's a fun product.
Fun. Yeah.
You have a lot of fun with that. That's neat.
I'll put this one here. Where do you use it?
I know. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool project. I've done libraries with it. I've done a number of different areas. And then next, we have White Rock Designs.
Okay.
So White Rock is a fantastic product, but sometimes those solid colors just, you know, aren't what you want. You want something more, you know, with better aesthetics. So what's under your hand actually is White Rock Designs.
Okay.
So it comes in different wood tones, textile looks, same exact product, same exact capabilities. You can still bend it and shape it. But again, just, you know,
something a little more traditional, like you could put in a hotel lobby. Or you could put it in, this would be great for senior living, right? Because senior living do not want bright purple in there.
Yeah. And they want to make it have feel like homey and cozy.
Exactly.
And the woods help with that.
Exactly.
Always.
Even 100%. This, once again, there's some nice finishes too.
Yeah, we do restaurants, we do gyms, we do all kinds of different applications. Again, full height, wainscot, and it's watertight, so you could do locker rooms, you could do showers, you could do wet walls.
Gotcha.
Anything like that.
So these that are a wood look at the seams, are you able to see where one panel happens to the next? And can you do with the woods kind of like a booking, a book match or different?
Yeah, not really.
Not really.
Yes, no. Not really. So ideally, you don't want to see where the panels are ending. So no, you're not. Normally, this product gets heat welded because it's traditionally going in healthcare applications.
Yep.
But say you were just running it down a corridor, you could just do like a butt seam or something like that. And now we actually have different trims, which I should.
This would be great in veterinarian because they need this stuff all over the place. To a certain height with animals and everything needs to, basically the whole space needs to be able to, you take a hose and spray it down.
There you go. That is a very big market segment for Altra. We do a lot of veterinary products.
So is this the same product, Jen? This is kind of a digital print on it?
Yeah, so this is, so I mentioned pop art with this.
Yep.
So you can also do different images on it. So
it's like artwork. Large scale
artwork. So again, you can do something that we have stocked, that's one of our stocked images, or you can do something completely custom. You could do it one panel, you can go across 50 panels, as long as the quality of that image is there, we can print it, and you can see that the quality is just amazing on these.
So a hospital in Texas could have a landscape from Texas on the wall, and that's fantastic.
We do a lot of behavioral health lately where you want to introduce biophilic design and you want to have imagery on the wall, but you can't necessarily hang photographs or artwork. So this is a way to incorporate that into an indestructible, super durable, super hygienic wall system.
In a very artistic way.
Yes.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. And that's once again, people can bring their own images. You have a design team that can help them put all that together and get the resolution properly done.
Yep, we do. Fantastic. Yeah, we do digital layouts and all of that. And then, so you pick the image and then you actually pick what quality protection you want over that.
Okay.
So we could do the dry erase, we could do a matte, we can do a gloss. You decide what kind of protection you want over top of that image, depending on what that project is and the specifics of that.
That's neat.
And then lastly, with walls, one of my new favorites is Tegulus.
Okay.
Tegulus.
So this starts out as White Rock. So
any
of those colors that I showed you as your base color, and then if you want to pull that out, thank you. Then you tell us what pattern you want it to look like, and then we etch your grout
That's
line
neat.
Into it to
that
make
is,
it look
yeah.
like a grouted tile. So you have this full wall panel, but it looks like a grouted tile.
It looks and feels.
Yes.
And it has the groove. I mean, these white lines have grooves in them. They're not flush on the surface.
Yes.
And it's awesome because you guys have a lot of what many are looking for, herringbone, chevron, all those popular patterns.
Yes. And so a typical installation then would be maybe a sheet vinyl, Jen, that goes up the cove base. This kicks in as a... looking exactly like a tile and the maintenance is zero.
Exactly like
that's so nice.
So you have a nice clean water
really
tight installation, but you have the look and the feel of a ceramic installation.
Nice.
But I mean, again, who likes cleaning grout?
Yeah.
So that is always going to remain bright white. It's not going to yellow. It's not going to gray out over time.
Nice. You know what also I like about this, and I just thought about that, is you always get that challenge if you put real tile in, then you've got to put grab bars somewhere, right? So now we're cutting into tile and trying to anchor that in. So much easier on that.
Yes.
So just anchor it through the very thin sheet that's so durable.
And then the other benefit of something like this is if they did have existing tile and they didn't want to demo it, as long as it's down to Wellbond, we can actually install over. Yes. So you can save a lot of time and money that way.
That's fantastic.
And I see that it comes in different colors. If a client wanted a custom color, is that something we could do with the product?
Yes and no. Yes.
The quantity?
Again, you can pick from any of those white rock standard colors, the wall design colors, so you do have a lot of options. But yeah, when we start getting into customs, then we're talking more pop art, so it'll be a different price point, but yes, it's doable.
Okay. I mean, even just think about saving on installation costs. I mean, you think about how much it costs to get someone to put in mm-hmm. individual tiles and grout and everything, mm-hmm. and this is just one sheet that they're putting up within a couple of hours.
Exactly. Right. The installation is super easy. You're doing all the work on the front end by doing the design. Again, we give you digital layouts that yep. are all approved. You pick what seaming method you want it, depending okay. on if it's going in a shower or whether it's going into a dry area, and then yeah, it's all to the job site, all done, and then they just put it up on the wall.
Ooh, awesome. I love this. Oh, one of my new yes. favorite products.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm like kid in the candy store. I'm like, oh, what do you have next, Jen? What do we have
yeah,
next?
Yeah, I think that's it for we have other products.
And then, so these are obviously transition strips that you guys have too, Jen, for product.
So these are aluminum trims that we introduced. We introduced them in particular with Tegulus because then it looks yeah. like
a finished complete. Product. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Exactly. Because if you're putting Super tile nice. In your house, you're going to have a trim right. that looks Lunar like that.
And that's something we'll end up specifying anyways in the end. So the fact that you guys have it makes it so much easier for us.
Okay. Yeah, so we can do as a top cap. We have inside corners, outside corners, depending on what you need.
I do love your books because they say, and you'll need this, and then you just kind of pick one of everything and just put it on the finish schedule.
Yeah, so again, super if you want to do an entire building in outro, now you can.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing this, Jen, with us. I love having you in because you're yes. so knowledgeable. You've been with Ultra for so
Thank
long
you.
And you know your product really well.
Thank you.
And obviously you have your website. People can contact you, Jen, if they need to on the website, finding reps.
Absolutely. Okay. We have different reps throughout, so you can reach your local rep. I cover the Mid-Atlantic, and our website is fantastic. So
It really is.
So like CAD detailing, Revit details, anything like that. You can find that all there, or you can reach out to your local rep to help you.
Which is nice, because a lot of them tend to have CAD and not Revit, and when you're using Revit, it becomes a bit of a pain, but mm-hmm. that's yeah. fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you
thank
so
you
much, Jen.
Much.
Thanks
thank
for coming
thank
and sharing
for
this with the audience on Design Time.
It's been awesome. So, once again, thank you very much. We've enjoyed this time. I hope you guys have found this very informative and have learned just as much as we have. And hopefully you'll be using Ultra in one of your spaces very soon. This has been a Synergy Practice podcast powered by Arminco Inc. Please check us out on Spotify, Apple, and anywhere else where you listen to podcasts. Thank you.
Thanks.